Globally, women journalists and media workers face increasing offline and online attacks and are subject to disproportionate and specific threats. The gender-based violence they are exposed to implies stigmatization, sexist hate speech, trolling, physical assault, rape, and even murder. Modupe Ola Sobukola, a journalist with Radio Nigeria and also the chairperson, Nigeria Association of Women Journalists, NAWJ, Ogun State. Odunayo Sawyer, program controller in Ondo State Radio Vision Corporation, Akure, Ondo State. And Shekinat Salam of Voice of Nigeria, VON, all agreed that women journalists face challenges in the course of delivering their duties in their various fields.
There are so many challenges that we face as female journalists in the discharge of our duties.
Challenges facing women in journalism are numerous, including gender discrimination, sexual harassment, difficulties in career advancement, as well as balancing the home front with the workload. Shekinat Odunayo and Modupe Ola agree that the challenges women journalists face includes, but not limited to, gender discrimination, the male counterpart seeing female journalists as a threat. The male counterparts are of the notion that journalism is meant for males alone. They also believe that female journalists are distractions. Modupe Ola, Odunayo, and Shekinet said the face harassment from interviewees and the height of it is the high level of insecurity in the country when they are trying to discharge their duty.
The major challenges we female journalists faces are tantamount to different areas. Like in my own issue, the major challenges I would say I face was our male counterparts see us as a threat. So they believe being a woman, we can use some of the qualities that God gave to us as a woman to have our ways more than them.
Speaking on the high level of insecurity in the country, Modupe Ola said it is more challenging for women as they have to cover beats and also learn how to run in case there is crisis. She went further to share her experience when she was given a task to cover a certain area in the country and they started shooting all of a sudden. She said, compared to a man, a woman would have difficulty trying to run, and although the female journalists want to be seen equally as their male counterparts, the women are built differently, and that is reality. But they will continue moving ahead because they saw the job, they love the job, and decided to choose it as a profession.
Sometimes we are challenged as being a woman when we talk about nature, how we are created, and things that we naturally need to do and to compare with our job. Similarly, they say that the level of insecurity in the country has made the job to be more challenging for women. You have to cover beats, you have to run when there are crises. I've had a personal experience that we went to a political assignment. There was crisis and we had to run for our lives. For a lady that is wearing a gown or a skirt and blouse, how do you expect the person to run compared to a man that is wearing a trouser? Be that as it may, we are not allowing that to deter us. We are still keeping on, moving ahead as women journalists, because we saw the job before we came in. I know the duties of a journalist, and I fell in love with the job even while I was in the university. So I'm prepared with the challenges.
On the contrary, Odunayo said, in a place of work, women are treated as male. Women are not relegated, and they are given jobs that are tasking as men. And she would go on to say, women are more recognized than men.
Women journalists are treated like the male. There is nothing like, she's a woman, she can't do this, or is a man, he can do better. So the women have not been relegated to the back burner. Women are given assignments that men usually do. For example, in my place of work, we have women as crime reporters. We have women as House of Assembly reporters. We have women taking up reports that are mainly given to men in some organizations. Women are at the front burner here. Women are not relegated. Women are given jobs as men in West Africa. I would even say that women are more recognized where I work even than the men.
When asked about the impact of challenges women face in their work lives and their private lives, Odunayo said, although women are being treated equally in a place of work, there are some organizations that treat women unfairly just because of their gender, and she will not say that women are not being looked down upon in this profession. One of the sustainable development goals in the world is to ensure women's full and effective participation and equal opportunities for leadership at all levels of decision-making in political, economic, and public life. However, one can say that women's full and effective participation and equal opportunities for leadership at all levels of decision-making are yet to be ensured in some media organizations in Nigeria. The impact of these unfair treatments leads to some women not giving their best on the bait that was forced on them, because that is not the field they hoped they would be covering, or even worse, it could lead to their resignation in that organization. While Modupe Ola said in situations where she wasn't given jobs that were up to her standard, she fought for herself and showed herself capable and committed to the job.
I'm prepared with the challenges, and we are trying as much as possible, especially for me, to surmount it. I've been married, I've had children, all in the name of this job. And I don't think I've found one thing in any area of the job. I've not allowed all the challenges that I face on the job to deter or to discourage me.
When these female journalists were asked if their private lives impede on their job, especially their productivity at work, as this may be the reason why most organizations or male bosses push female journalists to the back burner or are given soft beats in their place of work, they all said that although their jobs are tasking and demanding, seeing that they literally work through weekdays and weekends, they said they have found a way to balance their work life and their private lives so one doesn't interfere with the other.
Not at all. What I try to do is that as much as possible, I try to plan my time, plan my schedule. Everything has to do with plan. Even if you are a man or you are a woman, you have everything, any job that you are doing, there must be proper planning, effective arrangements, so that one does not affect the other. I know my responsibility as a mother. I know my responsibility as a wife.
A lot of us do face such a thing in our home. But at the same time, we have hobbies. If we have spouse that really understand, that really knows that we have passion for this profession, they give us the green light that the sky is our limit, that we can continue with whatever we are doing. So far, we have at the back of our mind that our family comes first. But at the same time, we need to balance our job as well. So I think with an understanding spouse, the sky is our limit. They give us the green light that go ahead with your profession, go ahead with your job. So far you have passion and something you derive joy from doing.
When asked about how they have been overcoming these challenges and probable solutions to reducing these challenges female journalists face, these three women came up with different ways to end these challenges. Modupe Ola said NAWOJ has been organizing safety training for their female journalists, preparing them for uncontrollable situations and also giving them the boldness needed to carry out their jobs successfully. She said they at NAWOJ visit their member workplaces to see how they are faring and to celebrate and identify with members, especially when the person is doing well in the field. This will in turn motivate male counterparts or bosses to give them more responsibilities.
What NAWOJ is doing is to encourage our women and to also train them. First, we encourage them by making them see that you are not a second fiddle to anybody. You are second to none. You are yourself. You are capable in whatever tasks they are giving, and you must be able to even show your bosses that I am capable I can do this job, I can do this thing. When you show capability, when you show commitment, it will be difficult for somebody to relegate you. And what now what is also doing is we train our female journalists constantly. In July this year, we still had a 3 days retreat, preparing them ahead of next year general election. We brought resource persons that can tell them, what do you do in case of danger? How do you use social media to get your job done? When security situation, where you forever you find yourself, what should you do? How do you protect yourself? How do you combine the home with your job? All these things are to prepare our women and to give them the boldness that is needed. And what we also do is we visit all our organizations, all our chapels where our members we try to hold our congresses in their chapels so that we can meet with their management, we talk to them, encourage them, we appreciate them. Whenever we see that a woman is being recognized in our organization or station, we go there to celebrate, identify with such persons so that they will know that, oh, these women are serious. Oh, these women knows what they are doing. Okay, we can put these tags at their hand. And when they see that these people are being successful and they see us celebrating such success, the bosses, the men too will be encouraged to give them more responsibilities.
Also, she said they hold conference meetings to keep their female journalists abreast of the issues in the society and to make them be the best in what they are doing. She further said, NAWATCH visits organizations like Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSCDC, that can help with safety on the long run. These organizations we assist in teaching female journalists how to protect themselves when in crisis, in the case of high level of insecurity.
What we do as NAWATCH is to visit organizations that we know that can help us, that can assist. We have a partnership with the police. Last week we were still with INEC, Ogun State INEC, in Abeokuta here. We spoke with them about the issue of safety for women journalists that will be covering the election. Because you know that when you talk about safety, we as Nawajians cannot do it alone. The support of security agencies, that even when they are covering the election and there is crisis, they will look out for, first, for the women that are around that violent or crisis area. We are in partnership with NCDC. They do regular trainings for us, how to defend yourself. Last year, I think last year, December, NCDC came to the NUG Secretariat to teach our women how to fight, defend themselves, skills, tips. We call this different security tips for our women.
She said, NAWATCH is working with the already set in place laws in the country. The NUJ Constitution that talks about security and professionalism. The Electoral Act that talks about the ethics and security too. They follow the laid down principles, advice, rules from recognized stakeholders and the laws of the state the female journalists find themselves in. They also train female journalists that are not familiar with the electoral law.
There is no particular law. We follow what the laid down principles, rules, advices from stakeholders, recognized stakeholders, laws of the land. Wherever you find yourself, the states, the laws that are happening in your state, wherever you find yourself, you need to look at what are the things that can be done. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Those are the things that are working with. And we still train our members more. Because so many people are not familiar with the electoral law. Many of our journalists are not familiar with it. And the last retreat that we did, we mentioned about it. We got a lecturer from Mapoli that spoke extensively on it.
Why Shekinah said on the matter of insecurity, the female journalist manner of interaction matters and saves a lot. She said, female journalists should be security conscious and understand their terrain. In other words, if you are in the north, behave like the northerner. If you are in the east, behave like an easterner. And if you are in the west, understand their culture, ways and values. Female journalists should be vigilant and know the questions to ask, as they are not to be subjective and partisan, but be objective and also make sure their story is balanced.
A lot of challenges in terms of insecurity, and we journalists are not left out of it. police brutality, we do face it a lot. But in fairness, our security operatives at times, they do have these soft spots for we women. Let me put it that way. They do. They see us as fragile women. At times also, the way you interact with people matters. The way you talk to people will definitely give you the kind of response you get. And again, we've been taught in the office, if you are looking for news, you have to be security conscious as well. Understand your environment, know what you say, how to interact. If you are in the north, you should behave like the northerner. If you are in the east, behave like the easterner. And if you are in the west, understand their culture, understand their ways, understand their values. If all those things are under check, I believe you are good to go.
She said our organization are doing well and they protect their journalists. They also organize training and screening on how to avoid disaster in the course of their job, and there are gratification and procedures that protect their journalists in the case of loss of life, as Nigeria does not have insurance.
There are procedures and there are gratifications for things like that if it happened. Like, I think 2 or 3 years ago, we lost a senior colleague. And I don't think it's up to a year. It's even, I think, under 3 months. All his gratuity, pension, they did all that they could. And there is a particular amount of money that such family is in Voice of Nigeria, that if any abnormalities happens to any of their staff, there are compensations that they do give.
Odunayo said there are so many advocacies the government is engaged in, and they are ensuring that women are treated right and not sexually harassed or assaulted in any way when they are on assignment. She affirms that NAWOJ are at the forefront of that advocacy. Also, security agencies are being engaged. Advising the male counterpart, she said, they should not look down upon female journalists in this profession, and they should not be put on the back burner just because something sets the course of their private life differently, and they shouldn't take away their beat and be given softer ones.
So I would say there are advocacy on ground. The NAWOJ, Nigerian Association of Women Journalists, they are at the forefront of that advocacy, looking out for their own. So I know that governments are being engaged on that. Security agencies are being engaged on that. None of their members must be assaulted on the job. And if such happens, they do normally take it up. I know that most women are being treated unfairly because of their gender. I would not say that women are not being looked down upon and in the profession, because there's this belief that men can do it better than the women. For example, we have some places where immediately a woman gets pregnant, immediately she's married, they think that her attention is divided. We see circumstances where it has led to resignation of so many people. Even we see in situations where the beats that they cover, those beats are taken away from them and giving them beats like maybe to anchor women program on television or children program on television.
Odunwayo, Shekinat, and Modupe Ola all agree that the security of female journalists begins with them. The female journalists should be security conscious, and they should carry personal protective tools like pepper spray when covering issues in unprotected areas. The female journalists should regard everyone as equal and should not be rude or disrespectful. Female journalists should make sure they are objective in their reportage of news, and finally, they should undergo trainings as much as possible. This story is part of African Women in Media, HAWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for HAWIM.